proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Man, I am starving.
I know you've been saying that all morning.
Because I usually eat a big breakfast. But I didn't have time for a big breakfast this morning. Because I've gotten to where I don't eat lunch. Yeah. I'll eat, full eggs and turkey bacon and all of that stuff for breakfast. And then I work through lunch.
Yeah. No, I'm never a lunch guy. Never. Yeah. Never.
I woke up a little late today, and so I didn't have time for the big breakfast. I didn't even have time to make grits or cream of wheat.
Oh, heavens. Mm. Now, when you say you wake up late, you set like 5 alarms. How is it? What's the process where you wake up late?
Well, I hit snooze on.
You hit snooze. Yeah. So you didn't wake up late.
Right. Same thing.
It's not the same thing. You snoozed it. Yeah. So how much later when you say you woke up late? 10 minutes? Like 9 minutes?
30.
Oh, 30. You hit it 3 times?
Yeah.
You bad boy.
I know.
You need a spanking.
Well, I have each alarm on my phone set for every 15 minutes. So when it starts going off, I hit stop. So it's not a snooze. So if I didn't have another one set behind it, it wouldn't wake me up at all. So when I hit stop, it shuts that one down. And then the next one, like say it goes off at 2:30.
Yeah.
Well, the next one's not until 2:45. So that's longer than a regular snooze.
Yeah. And where does the alarm clock that's across the room play a role?
It is the last. Yeah, it's the last. It never goes off because I get up. First thing I do is walk over and turn it off. And I'm very adamant about that because if I forget, then I'm not going to be in the room and it's going to start going off and it's going to wake up Jody.
How often does that happen?
Well, very rarely happens, but it happened this morning.
It did.
Yeah. Ooh. I was in the kitchen, doing my hard work. Oh. And I hear it start, ding, 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 and I jump up and have to run into bed. And I don't want to run in too fast because if it didn't wake her up yet and she can still kind of be going back to sleep, if I bust through the door, that's going to startle her. And, so I just turned it off and apologize.
And she's awake?
She just kind of went, today. So I don't know whether that was like F you in sleep talk or what.
When you hear that alarm go off, knowing you forgot to turn it off, do you just about like poop your pants? Like my heart would sink.
Yeah, just because I feel so badly.
Yeah, it's not that you're worried that you're going to upset her. It's more like, I screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get that. But she's not waking up when those alarms are going off in 15-minute increments. No, she's a heavy sleeper.
Because I can reach over and hit it fast.
Quick.
Yeah.
Is it the blasting iPhone alarm one?
No. No.
What do you use? Did I ever tell y'all that I used to wake up to Kesha?
Yeah.
The Dai Youngs?
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course you did.
I'm here, heartbeat.
I don't know.
I think you can go to settings. That's yours?
Yeah.
Okay, that's better than the default alarm. That's the worst way to wake up with that jarring sound.
Let me see.
That's no way to start a day.
Yeah, and that sonar, not the sonar, but the one that goes,
imagine you're starting your day with just panic and like, oh,
no.
Mine's called radar.
Let's see. Yeah, boing.
What's that one?
Bloop. Yeah.
Okay. Oof. Yeah, that's not great either.
It gets me up.
Yeah, I bet.
Is this the one you're talking about, Riggins? Oh, no, never mind. Wait, is it the, what was it?
Oh, my God. That's a nuclear one right there.
Good morning. Time to seize the day. I mean, it's like, what the hell? Yeah. I know some people need that kind of alert, but man, that is crazy.
This is the default one.
See?
Yeah. So that is.
Mm-hmm, that's the one I use.
That's more soothing.
That is significantly more soothing.
You want to hear mine?
Sure.
I've heard yours. It's sick.
Oh, wait. Is it going to work? Imagine so. Seventh grade Brian, little boy. Good morning. Are you up? good morning, sweet prince. It's time to start the day. I've made you breakfast. I made homemade donuts.
That was my morning.
I love that.
But I rarely wait. I usually wake up 2 minutes before my alarm goes off. Yeah. Like that much of a routine guy.
Mm-hmm. And I usually get up on the first one, but something, I didn't sleep well last night, I guess. But
30 minutes, though. That's kind of nutty.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not even going to tell. Well, I'm going to have to tell Jody that I overslept because there was a pot that I used yesterday that was soaking in the sink because it had some stuff stuck to the bottom of it, and I didn't have time to wash it this morning. So I'm going to have to say, well, I overslept. I was running late. You know what she's going to do.
What?
Because when you go back there to go to bed, you're doing nothing but watching TV. Hear it. I've even stopped just defending myself now with that. And it's like, we've been married 30 years, and I go to do the same thing every night. I get in the bed, turn on the TV, relax for a minute, then I'll put on my snore mask,
mm-hmm.
and then watch TV until I fall asleep.
Sure. It's part of the routine.
She just can't get it. You say you're going in there to go to bed, but I know I'm on to you. You just go in there and watch TV all night.
Would she give you the same trouble if you were reading in there? Is it the TV thing that's like she looks down
probably,
on it?
Yeah, probably the same.
Yeah.
I mean, just whatever she doesn't agree with or whatever she can't control.
Yeah.
She is going to find fault with it.
Yeah.
So, next time I'll just go, okay, Jody, well, tell me the routine I should follow.
Yeah. What would you like to see me doing at night?
Mm-hmm. Because that's just like the other day when she said that once she got out of bed, why are you still in bed?
Yeah, to Aiden. Yeah. She laying there, you know, having a lazy day.
Pajama day.
Yeah. But as soon as she got up and started, you know, we had to record the podcast, so she took a shower and put on makeup. Then he needed to get up. Mm-hmm. No more lazy day. You're being trashy.
You gotta eat something. Get out of this room.
Yeah, you haven't even eaten anything. Go eat something.
Go eat something.
Just do something that I can see that will satisfy me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And does he listen? Does he kind of shrug it off, or does he get hot in emotion?
He does. Yeah.
Because he knew it was a lost cause.
Yeah. Just like her looking at Robin and me the other day. Were you standing there at the Christmas festival thing?
It was before he got there.
Yeah. She goes, y'all need to get over there and get amongst everybody. Y'all are standing off here looking like weirdos, looking weird, sitting up here by yourselves, just staring at everybody. Okay. Go in there and mingle with people.
Like, oh my gosh.
I just started busting out laughing. I couldn't help it.
I mean, how many years did I do this job before she ever?
Yeah.
Told me what I needed to be doing.
What is she doing? She's on edge.
Y'all need to get over there and mingle with people. I'm going to go see what's going on. We'll go.
Go. God bless you. Godspeed. Onward, Christian soldier.
I mean, it couldn't be that we're sitting there at a distance so we can really get a grasp of what all's going on and that we can, you know, watch from afar a little bit to see how people are enjoying everything and all that.
Mingle.
Yeah. You need to be up in it.
What? Ah, man. Get off my nuts. Damn.
Hey, y'all need to be up in it. Hmm. Just standing up here looking weird.
Oh, Jody.
We did look weird. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Uh-huh. It was funny, though.
Mm. Is it?
She's a character.
Yeah, it's funny because I can separate myself from it after I leave here. Like, I don't have to
mention. Yeah. It's funny, though, because, I mean, it's not like I just deer and going about it. You know, we have fun picking at her about that stuff.
Sure. And she's a good sport about taking the
sometimes,
picking.
Sometimes not.
Oh, no?
No. She well. Goes, I mean, what is this, Rag on Jody Day?
Yeah, it's on the books. It's an official national holiday, National Rag on Jody Day.
I'm being weird.
She'll say, you better be glad I do that, because neither one of y'all would be able to do anything if I didn't remind you or tell you. You know,
that sounds like her.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.